KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We'll also like to look at some of the wonderful trails that happen to be here that you may not have checked out. And several of them are right in our backyard at the Headwaters Forest Reserve. Today on Happy Trails, Carol Vandermeer and I are talking with Julie Clark, who is a ranger at the Headwaters Forest Reserve. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cliff. Good morning, Julie.
Yay. Good morning. So Headwaters Forest, that was an interesting grassroots thing. It was like a really long effort to have that become a reserve. It was, I guess, the world's last unprotected intact old-growth forest ecosystem on the planet before it got turned into a reserve.
Yeah. Yep, 2 decades of lots of fighting and effort and activism.
That's right. It was a long fought effort, and well, in the end, it did become this reserve. It's like right in our backyard, so I've been in there several times. Absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Yes, it is. We have a lot of visitors. We have about 100 per day in the summertime, and so it's well used and well appreciated.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing: a lot of people don't realize this, but my favorite time to go into a redwood forest is when it's like this, when it's rainy. Is all the colors just pop? The smells are amazing. This is actually my favorite time to be in a redwood forest.
Yeah, you would have the trail a lot to yourself right now, I think.
that is true, and it's really not that wet under the canopy.
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's my favorite time as well. And this trail, you know, even though so many people do know about it, many in our area, but there's a really neat stretch that's accessible to everybody, and it's got a special story to tell.
Let's hear that story.
Yeah, about the Fauk, town of Fauk. And so, Julie, I know there's an interpreter trail that some people breeze by, but can you tell us a little more about the trail?
So within the first mile from the parking lot to actually where the pavement ends, mm-hmm. there was about 200 to 400, depending on seasonally, people that live there in the company town of Fauk, when it was the Elk River Mill and Lumber Company. And company towns were a big, special part of our American history in the 1880s, and that's exactly when the town of Fauk began in 1884 until 1937. So it was a thriving town for about 50 years, and you wouldn't even know that as you walk there today.
Now, since that was a lumber mill town, how did the Headwaters Forest remain intact?
So it didn't. Most of the trees were cut, and all up the watershed there, if you were to go up 4 miles on the Elk River Trail, most of that area was cut up into the 1920s. But it's been recovering ever since. But you'll notice when you walk by, you'll see these enormous stumps with redwood trees growing out of the burl tissue. And those trees are actually becoming old growth now.
Wow. But there are sections that are pristine.
Oh, yes. So if you hiked up 5 miles on the Elk River Trail, you would see, you know, up to 1,000-year-old trees up there. And there's 2,500 acres left in the reserve out of the 7,500 that is old-growth forest.
Wow. That is kind of amazing, though, when you consider how much of the West Coast was old-growth redwood. I mean, it was pretty much from San Francisco all the way up to, Alaska. It was pretty much old-growth redwood, and it's pretty much gone.
Yeah, less than 3% is saved.
But we have that. It's our own in our own backyard, and it is absolutely stunning. Now, the town of Fauk, as you said, was a thriving community. but became a ghost town. When did that pretty much happen?
So in 1937, the Falk Mill shut down permanently and folks started moving out. And it happened because, you know, it was during the Depression, and the Elk River Mill actually was still running on steam, and they were running on steam donkeys. If you've ever been to Fort Humboldt, you've seen those big, you know, kind of creatures that used to pull all our huge redwood logs. And everybody was upgrading to electricity and tractors. And so during that time, they had to apply for a loan, and they were able to get it, but a $1 million loan, but it wasn't enough to save the mill and the company. So they shut its doors, and then folks moved out, and it became a ghost town for about 40 years.
Wow. And this is kind of interesting. You know, we think of the Great Depression, you know, all the horrible stuff that happened from it. There is a silver lining. We have this old growth stand that's still intact, probably because of the Great Depression.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the area, it's not that simple. So the area that was old growth was Pacific Lumber, and the area that was Falk was actually Elk River Mill and Company, and also, you know, Sierra Pacific. So it was different companies.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Now, remnants of that ghost town still remain, right?
Yeah, a little bit. If you were to walk
small
out
parts.
There, you're gonna see a couple interpretive signs, which actually we're going to redo in the spring. There's some exciting things happening out there that we can talk about. But so you'll walk by what used to be these Lolita and Charlie Webb's house, and they were the caretakers. And Lolita actually lived there from 1900 to 1975 when she died. And
wow.
She raised two sons, and she saw the whole gamut. She saw it when, you know, the boom after the 1906 earthquake that Noah Falk was very successful in selling redwood. And then, you know, its decline. And then when it was a ghost town, she was the caretaker with her husband, Charlie. And so they have a little shack that's behind these yew trees and part of her porch. And that's really kind of indicative. And then we also have what was the engine house, and that's fully restored and now is the education center. But it was actually at a different location.
But much of what was Falk is pretty much gone, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, but it's still there under the soil. It just surfaces here and there. If we do any kind of work or anything out there, those old bottles will pop up, and, you know, parts of windmills and things like that. So,
wow.
I mean, it's all there. It's just underneath the forest floor.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And you said that you're going to be redoing some of the interpretive signs. What kind of new stuff do we have to look forward to?
So I'm going to be, you know, the signs that are out there are about 15 years old. And so we're going to be redoing the signs, to also really talk about the salmon that's out there that spawns actually this time of year. Focus a little bit on the town of Falk, but we're also building another trail, which will be across the river in a loop.
Oh,
so it'll
wonderful.
Start at the parking lot, go across the river, and then loop back around the 1 mile. So it'll be a loop, but there won't be any dogs or bikes on that trail allowed.
And the,
that's exciting. When do you anticipate that grand opening of that?
So that will, and maybe we'll do another radio show. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
that'll be in next spring, in May or June.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Good. We'll mark our calendar.
Yeah. And Julie, I know that you just recently completed a book about Falk. You know, can you tell us a little bit about that book and the process, you know, what brought you to that?
Yeah, so I always tried to give this book to somebody to do that was interested in Falk, because it was a 6 month, you know, pretty intensive time last winter, about a year ago. And it's called Falk, Company Lumbertown of the American West. And it's through Images of America, Arcadia, with a D, publishing. And that came out December 1st. And, you know, it talks about the nuts and bolts of the lumber company and Noah Falk and how it all began, and then really focuses on the second chapter of community, in which I've had the privilege in my last 20 years out here as the ranger, really to meet a lot of the folks or families of the folks that lived out at Falk and that shared photo albums with me, their
wow.
family photo albums and their stories. And then, you know, which was, that's my favorite part, actually. And then the last part was the last chapter is the ghost town period.
Wow.
And so those are the chapters.
So, you said they shared family photos. Are those in the book?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. Particularly the Callahan family.
Nice.
Who, you know, Dale Callahan's grandfather was the lead sawyer in the mill and worked out there for like 40 years.
Wow.
And so he had a great family history there and just lots of wonderful stories.
Fantastic. And you're going to be doing some book signing, right?
Yes. I am going to be doing a book signing Thursday at the Fortuna Depot Museum at 6 p.m. And I'll be doing a presentation as well. And that's December 20th. And then I'll be at the Booklegger on Friday night in Old Town Eureka, December 21st at 5:30, doing book signings till 8:30.
Great.
And February 17th with the Humboldt Historical Society, their annual luncheon. And actually, John Gates, who wrote Falk's Claim, is going to be also co-speaking with me because he's re-releasing his edition on Falk's Claim, which is really exciting. And then I'll be actually in Reading, Barnes & Noble, February 23rd, which is a Saturday at 1 p.m.
Oh, that's wonderful. So explain to people what entrance to go to if they want to go to this interpretive walk there and pass through the remnants of the town of Falk.
So it's the Elk River Trailhead,
mm-hmm.
and it's at the end of Elk River Road, basically. So you just get off. It's the south end of Eureka, and you get off on Herrick Avenue, and you follow Elk River, and you stay to the right for about 6 miles.
Right. Otherwise, if you go to the left, you're going to wind up in Cutton. So just go where it forks. You head off to the right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. And then it ends in our parking lot.
Yep. And it's a wonderful walk. I've been out there several times. It's really wonderful. And now you really... I don't think you can take dogs or bikes on that one, can you?
Oh, yes, yes.
You can.
Yeah. So the Bureau of Land Management, who manages the area and is very pro-use, so mm-hmm. Multi-use. So we kind of, try to please everyone. And so on that trail, there is bikes and dogs allowed. But the new trail, there's also people that didn't want those kinds of activities,
right.
That made their voice pretty clear. So it's kind of a multi-use trail of, pleasures for everyone out there.
Perfect.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, so folks, you don't have to wait till summer to check it out. It's this time of year, way less people and
perfect.
Stunning. Absolutely
very
stunning.
And salmon spawning, too.
So, wow.
Yes.
Ooh,
big especially after our rains.
I've never actually seen that in person. That would be kind of amazing.
How far up, Julie, would you recommend hiking to look for?
Within the first mile. We have little overlooks that you can do so. And the best time to do it, though, is when we have, today we're going to get our heavy rains. And I'm pretty certain that they'll come up after the heavy rains. And you got to wait about a day or two with sunshine for that turbidity to kind of calm down in the river. And then you can see a little bit clearer when the salmon come up. And it's just stunning. You'll see the red. You can't miss it. You know, the coho salmon, just this bright red color.
That sounds exciting. That sounds like a great seasonal thing. You know, we talk about enjoying the season and... tis the season for the salmon.
Absolutely. And bring a long lens. You can get some good shots of that, too. that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, at all times of the year, the Elk River Trail is stunning. I mean, even in our winter.
Yeah. As I said, this is my favorite time of year to go out in it. It is wonderful. Just, you know, wear some boots. You might get a little muck on you, but it really, even when it's raining, you're under the canopy, it's not bad. And the smells are so wonderful. That's one of my favorite things, is the smell of the forest in the rain. Can't be beat.
Yeah, and the fresh air keeps you from getting the Humboldt crud, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Alrighty. Well, we are pretty much out of time, but Julie, I want to thank you so much for sharing this with us, and hopefully we'll have some folks heading out there if they've never seen it before. A lot of folks live just miles from it and never been, so I think it's
well worth checking out. Congratulations, Julie, on your book.
So. Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Carol and Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and we look forward to that new trail, and when that happens, we need to get you back on the show.
All right.
Absolutely.
Will do.
Okay. And Carol, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cliff.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. This episode of Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.